correct. Second time this year we've had what I call, due to record high groundwater and rain events, we've got sump pumps, roof drains, and everything else contributing to the flows, and the wastewater plant just can't handle it.
Now, explain, when people hear, you know, sewage and sludge and all that, they get the idea that, you know, this is some pretty nasty stuff being sent out there, and it's, of course, not pleasant. But what exactly is being sent out there?
Yeah, it's not exactly raw sewage. It is partially treated, meaning it has gone through the primary treatment process, and it is a lot of the contaminants are removed, and it's in much better shape than it was when it came in. But it is still not final treatment.
And so what can be done to avoid this? There's been a lot of publicity, obviously, about the upcoming increases in rates. What can be done, what from an engineering point of view, what needs to be done to stop this from, you know, are we going to have to keep doing this?
Well, we've been working on this for 5, if not 7 years since I took the seat as superintendent. Currently, we have plans to go to an SRF loan program for $12 or $13 million to make upgrades and improvements at the wastewater plant to hopefully prevent this from happening in the future.